Yeah, to be honest, in the second half, I think we created enough to win the game, and also considering the way we were defending, I thought it was we could have gone home with 3 points. But to be fair, they fought until the end, and they never gave up, and they found this goal that is one of 100. And is one of those things that in football sometimes can happen, and you cannot do anything for that.
But here you go now on the back of three draws, which is, confidence building.
Yeah, it's confidence building because there were three draws, and there were three delicate matches, and we obviously didn't want to lose. So we are building up a little platform, and it's still not wide enough as I would like it to be, but it's a little bit of fresh air. So we need to continue because we don't wanna lose this good feeling, and actually we wanna try to next time to make a bigger step forward.
The players seem to have settled into that system as well, don't they?
They do. I think the system is helping a lot. Also, I think what has helped a lot is the fact that the players they are understanding the situation. They're working defensively a lot. Everyone, even the strikers, and this is obviously is making it is making the process better for everyone, because when you don't concede goals easily like we were doing before, the whole situation improves.
Now, just 3 days after a long trip to Ipswich, long trip to Brighton. In itself, that gives you problems, doesn't it? Travelling time. But are you going to make changes, do you think?
Yeah, I'm considering something because obviously we spend a lot of energies in the last game, and towards the end we had a couple of players they were struggling, two or three players. So also considering that everyone has been training very well, they deserve a little chance. So it's under consideration, but obviously it is something that I will decide after today's training.
What about Brighton? What do you expect?
Tough match because I think probably is the most organized team in the league. Very steady in what they do, and also on top of the organization that they have very good players. So the mix is a mix that the top teams they have. I'm not surprised that they are in the position where they are.
They would have had you watched, so they'll be thinking, Birmingham were going to be hard to beat. So the pressure is on them to come out and win the game.
No, exactly. That's for sure. I mean, it's a game in which obviously the opposition is stronger than us, and nobody expects us to do to get a lot out of that. And so we will see. I'm sure that we will put a good performance in, and obviously if the opposition can do better than us, it's something that you can accept. But it's not, we're not gonna give up very easily.
Every point's valuable, though, isn't it?
We don't want to leave anything away. We are in the situation where previously we played good games and we lost, and we know what he has produced to our confidence, so we don't want to leave anything away. They will have to fight hard if they want to get something out tomorrow.
And has that three-year draws, unbeaten in three, has that not relaxed? That's the wrong word. But do you feel a lot better in yourself?
I feel a little bit more confident because obviously, I always said even in the darkest times when that I was confident in the work that I was doing, and I was confident in the way the players they were participating to the work. But obviously, when you get results, the process is much more lighter, if I can say that.
And have you been surprised at the way some of the players have improved? Have you been surprised that some of the players you might not have thought could do it that are now beginning to impress you? Have you been surprised?
I am really. I think some players that they are getting better quickly. I think if they continue to participate and to put themselves about as they do in training every day, then we have a very good chance that the whole team will be on a better level. That was where my positiveness and courage was coming from. So we just need to maintain, because in football things they go very quickly. I can guarantee, Tom, it is important that the attitude has to be there, because it's the most valuable thing that you have in football, apart from obviously the talent.
But there's always a kick in the you know what's waiting, isn't there?
No, I know.
There's always one round the corner.
And we are aware of that, and we have to be aware, or everyone has to be aware of that. It's been hard to put these three results together, and so we have to make sure that we keep working hard to maintain it.
Bielek has come into your side, Christian's come into the side, and done very well for a young man, done very well. And the draws and the defensive stability seems to have come along with him. Is there a possibility he could eventually join full-time, do you think?
Well, I think we are talking about a player that belongs to Arsenal. Mm.
But he enjoys it here, I'm told.
Yeah, no, he really likes it, but obviously it depends on the programs that Arsenal has got about him. But we are interested in him, as he's been doing quite well, and we also appreciate it, his commitment. So we will see if we can extend that. But again, it depends on what Arsenal has in mind for him. We will see what we can do.
But even if you don't sign him on a permanent contract, maybe taking him on loan again.
Well, on a permanent contract, I think it will be difficult, as I think Arsenal values him. But we will see. We will approach them and we'll find out whether there are possibilities for him to stay as he likes here.
Injuries? Any injuries to worry about? Anybody back from injury?
I think we have to assess David Davis, as he was suffering for. He got trod on his toe, and he's got a big toe. So we need to assess him. And also, as I said, there are a couple of players that they are. Also, Robbo, Paul, he's been playing a lot and training a lot. So we need to see how he is, and then make a decision.
Thank you.
With you.